You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I can't do it. I can't do it. There are people who've been burned at the stake who've been tortured less than what I just had to go through. Burned at the stake. Rod, get in here for a second. Will Sterrick, get in here for a second. I want you to ask Dana about her experience the other day, because I was talking during the commercial break, shameless plug. I was telling her, because she was the one that turned me on to getting an epoxy floor in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, she has a client, I have a client, they're competitors, whatever. And so I looked at her and I said, oh my God, I am in love with my new garage floor.
Off the air, he says this. And I, at first I thought he was being facetious. And no. I go, for real?
And I go, no, I absolutely love it. Kelly wants one now too. Now, this is where you boys come in. Ask her about what to do if you ever get water on your epoxy garage floor.
Dana, what would one do if they get water on their epoxy floor?
Well, glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked, Will Sterrett, because I was at Lowe's the other day, and I'm walking up and down the aisles, and I see by the rakes and the lawn bags a squeegee thing on a big long stick. Not the little squeegee like that you get at the gas station.
Or like your shower...
Yeah,
glass
like
door.
Big squeegee thing.
Yeah. I don't think you have to say thing. It's just a squeegee.
Yeah, yeah. On a broomstick, if that makes
yes,
sense.
Yeah.
So I put
it's
that
called
in the car.
Squeegee.
And my daughter goes, what are you doing? And I go, oh, I'm going to squeegee that floor out because there's water on my garage floor.
All right.
Here's what they don't tell you when you buy a squeegee on a broomstick. I swear to Moses this happened, and it's probably on surveillance, and I would kill to find it. You got to flip it on the right side for the maximum squeegee movement.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in the garage, and I'm pushing. It's like a hoe. And it's, you know, it's getting the water out, but it's really not getting the
water
out.
You gotta be kidding me.
And I'm like, why is this so hard?
You do realize.
Shut up. Shut up. Let the woman tell her story.
It's on a broomstick. And so I work for like, I don't know, 15 minutes. I'm trying to shove the water and the leaves out. And I'm like, well, God, that was $27 I didn't need to spend. This is a complete PIA. And then I'm looking at
it. Shut up.
I keep thinking she's done.
She's not done.
And I flip it over. And then it worked like a squeegee is traditionally supposed to work. It just squeegeed what was left right out of there. I will say this. There's no sign on it that says this side up or down. It's on a broomstick. I didn't know. I just started shoving it down toward the floor. And it was kind of going... That's probably not good for the floor.
If I may, the reason that a squeegee doesn't come with directions is because 99.99% of all people on this planet know that you put the rubber side down.
Well, I had the rubber side down, but I had it down. There are two sides to it. It's like a windshield wiper blade, okay? And if you go this way... It's not very good at getting water off your floor, but if you flip it over and use the other side, it is.
Yes, if you were just like a windshield wiper blade.
Yes.
If you were to use the part of the blade that doesn't have the rubber facing directly on your windshield, it's going to do a really crappy job of clearing your
both
glass.
Sides have rubber on it. Yes, it does. I'm going to bring it in. I will show you. Both sides have rubber on it. But if you rubber on this side, it's more of a hoe device. If you flip it over and use the rubber on the other side.
Right, because everybody needs to till their garage floor.
What is the other side for?
Well, planting. Obviously planting, Dana.
I think it's for, say, scraping things off that are on there, like, you know, bubble gum or something.
It's a scraping side.
Maybe. I don't know until I see it.
It'll make sense to you when I bring it in. I swear to you it will.
Pretty sure it's not going to make any sense to me.
There
Zero.
Is rubber on both sides. But on one side, the angle is harsher. and it scrapes.
Does it hurt going
on
through life?
On the other side, it, and as soon as I did it, I go, ow!
One more time. What noise did it make? Thank you.
Jeez Louise. It's just painful.
I told him during the commercial break, I go, pro tip, when you go to get your squeegee, there's two sides. Try it on both sides, mm-hmm. because one side mm-hmm. is the squeegee side, and the other side is the I don't know what the hell that side is for side.
I'm pretty sure the rest of us don't need to try it on both sides. We can usually get that one right the first time.
Anyway, how's everybody doing? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Same to you.
Oh, my word. Rod, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you having the family in town?
No, we're going over to my father's house and having a big family Thanksgiving over there.
Dana, what are you doing?
We go to the Bristol every year.
Oh, that's right.
This is year six, five?
Are you not having the kids this year?
Yeah, no, I never, ever, ever do.
You always get them on Friday.
The next day, we go to my mom's and do the big traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
What are you doing, Sarah?
Going to my folks' place in Arkansas.
Good for you. How long's that drive for you?
Six hours.
No, not bad, because they're in Bentonville, just across the line. So it's
you're in Walmart land.
Yeah, it's 3:15, depending on traffic.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's about what it took me to squeegee my garage out with the wrong side. Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe
you're
it.
Not going to make very good time that way.
What? You know it's on surveillance. If I went back, here's what's funny. If I went back in my video clips, I would be able to find it. Because I was in there for like 30 minutes.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, is it advisable to use a rubber on one's hoe?
Apparently it is.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture of it when I get home.
When you're
and
hoeing,
send it to you.
Always use a rubber?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Try both sides.
You know, you really should get a gig writing for Consumer Reports, Dana.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
If it's not working, flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
I think it's time for some Dana-isms.
Pretty much everyone.
No, some angry woman wrote in the other day that she thinks they're stupid.
Well, I think she's stupid, so.
I think your face is stupid.
I think it's time for some Dana-isms.
No. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about.
I understand, but really, you want to do that? Here, let's talk about Ivanka Trump and her computer.
No, I don't.
Let's talk about Khashoggi being murdered.
I don't want to talk about that.
And then you want Dana-isms?
No, I don't want that either.
Okay.
Ooh, really quick shout out to the Leawood Police Department this morning because, and I did want to say this today, I did a career fair today for the 7th and 8th graders.
Rod, wait till you hear about this.
Oh, my goodness. So the first guy that comes in is a physician. He's a pediatrician, right?
Boring.
He does about 20 minutes. Now the kids had some, they had some questions. You know, what do you do? What's your day look like? What's the hardest part about your job? Then they have Dana come up,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to them about radio. They were very engaged, asked a lot of good questions. Hello, my sweet children, if you're listening. I told them to tune in at 3. Oh, God, they heard the squeegee conversation. I'm so sorry. Then after me, this tank of a man walks in the room. Officer Tim. You want Officer Tim there when the you-know-what hits the fan. Because it turns out Officer Tim was a former MMA fighter who now works for the city of Leawood and wears that fine uniform. Those kids dropped everything they were doing. Like 30 hands shot up into the air. They all wanted to know. They must have asked him 50 questions. Have you ever tased anybody? Have you ever shot anybody? What's it like to be a cop? You know, all of this stuff. Like, what do you have to do? Officer Tim stole my thunder!
How inadequate did you feel?
I felt like the wrong side of a squeegee. He was amazing. Answered all the kids' questions.
And you thought going in there, I'm on the radio.
They're
going to
want me.
Who's the most famous person you've ever interviewed?
Officer Tim. It was good. So shout out to Leawood PD because that stuff's important. The kids, you know what? The kids love
what did they
those
ask
officers.
You? Do they even care?
No. Well, you know, they were like, what do you do again?
Was this Willem's class?
Who are you again? One grade above his class.
So you didn't even have a kid in the class?
No.
What did they want to know?
They wanted
or did
to
they not
know,
ask you anything? Be
no,
honest.
No, you know what we talked about a lot? News and how we come to the conclusion that we're going to talk about this thing or that thing. We talked a lot about process. They wanted to know about it. A lot about it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a physician in there. We talked about flu shots. There's a story in our stack today that 80% of children who die from the flu, follow me here, 80% of children who die from the flu did not have a flu shot.
You know, I went and had my physical today. Oh, I've got to tell you about this. This is the craziest thing ever. So I go in for my physical today. They've got a new sheet. You know, they always have that paperwork for you to fill out. I totally forgot about this. So this was the one thing, Rod, they were more interested in than any other that I filled out. You know, Shawnee Mission Medical Center is now like Seventh Adventist Church or whatever. It's about to become Advent Health.
Shawnee Mission Med?
Yeah, they're going to change the name to Advent Health.
Okay.
Okay?
They're a religious hospital now.
Yeah, they always have been.
Okay.
But they're Seventh-day Adventist. And so anyway, I had to fill out this sheet, and maybe someone can help me and explain why this is important. Here were some of the questions I had to fill out.
Okay.
Is there a source of joy in your life?
I'm glad they're asking that, because if you say no, depression, red flag.
Do you have any sort of religious feeling?
Okay.
Have you had pleasure in your life?
Like today?
I don't know. It didn't ask. It wasn't specific.
I think all of these can be a put together can be somewhat of an indicator regarding your mental well-being.
I agree.
Well, why don't you just have the doctor ask me? Don't make me fill out a weird piece of paper. Because have a sense of joy in your life?
Because the doctor has 30 seconds per patient now because he's got to run to the next place.
My doctor spent 30 minutes with me.
Good for you.
Scott, they probably keep that on file.
You don't think that's a little weird?
They probably keep that on file so that if you come in and you are, let's say, having a heart attack, they can look down and say, oh my gosh, this patient happens to be Jewish. Let's get a rabbi in here. Like if you're, you know,
they
what I'm
didn't
saying?
Ask me what my religion was. They asked me if I had a source of joy in my life,
and asked you if you had any sort of
two
religious
to six,
feeling.
I do.
Yeah,
I don't see a problem
from
here.
From 2 to 6. From 2 to 6 is the only time I'm suicidal.
It's so weird. I don't have any joy before 2, and then my joy comes, and then it goes away right when Dana leaves. Awkward.
The only time I carry a gun on me is between 2 and 6.
I think those are depression symptoms because you're more likely to answer, do you have joy in your life? You're more likely to answer no to that than, are you depressed?
576-7798.
Call my guys out at Seal Once KC. They will come out and put that permanent polymer decorative coating on your garage floor. Then you can squeegee it with your squeegee.
Do they throw in a squeegee?
They might. They might after today. They will come out and put that down before the snow gets here and the muck and the salt and all of the gunk that comes off your car and lands on your garage floor. Have them come out, put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. It is so easy to clean. It comes in a variety of amazing colors. And we got the brown and the black flex. It really hides the dirt and brings that wow factor to your home. They'll do the same on your basement floor, by the way. Give them a call, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
I found it, and Dana, here are the questions, and my computer is all screwed up today, and I arrowed down a little bit, but I think I remember most of the questions, even though I can't see them at the moment.
Okay.
Do you have any religious convictions that would affect your care? Yes or no? I said no. If I'm dying, help me.
But what kind of religious conviction would prevent them from giving you care? I guess if you're one of those people that, what are those people called? I will try not to use a derogatory term, that they don't want any medicine.
Is that the...
Remember we had the guy call in once and I said, so if you got hit by a car, Yeah, on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and you're lying there dying.
He said I would help my son, but I would not take it myself.
Would not take it himself. Okay.
I don't know what denomination that is. Here are the questions. Do you have any spiritual beliefs that would influence your care? I said no. Do you have someone who loves you?
Oh, God, that's a depressing question.
Do you have something that brings you joy?
Okay.
Do you have a sense of peace today?
Okay.
I was asked these questions this morning when I went for my physical. Aren't these weird? I mean, listen here, Adventist person. Mind your own business. I'm doing fine. If I was suffering from depression, do you think I would answer those truthfully?
Okay, here's one. Jehovah's Witnesses cannot do blood transfusions.
Okay.
So that would be like, FYI, right. It goes in your file that if you come in, you're not going
to
want
But Dana, to the point about medical treatment, I would imagine that if you had those religious points of view, you're probably not going in for an annual physical to begin with?
Probably not.
Okay.
Do you think it's invasive?
Yes and no. I think it's stupid.
Could you decline to answer?
I don't know. I guess I could have, but I'll tell you this. When I went to the back room, I had three pieces of paper on the clipboard. This is the one the nurse wanted most.
Really?
Yes. She said, have you finished page one? I said, yeah, it was really simple. She goes, I need that one right now. Not the one about who do I give medical information to.
Right, not your insurance.
No, they wanted page one. And that was the only page she walked out with. The rest I just handed to my doctor when he came in. I said, I guess here's the rest. They don't need this. He goes, I'll take it. Don't worry about it. And it was, you know, if we're to release information, who's your emergency contact, all that other stuff. That was on pages two and three. They wanted to know, do you have something that brings you joy? Do you have a sense of peace? Do you have someone who loves you? And do you have any spiritual beliefs that would influence your care? To which I should have written, none ya.
None your business?
None your damn business.
But wouldn't most providers say that having a fuller picture of your life as a patient helps them treat you?
I'll talk to my doctor if you don't mind. I told my doctor today when the last time was that I had sex.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You don't mind sharing that with your doctor, but you don't necessarily want the whole front end staff knowing that.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's Nunya. If my doctor says, Scott, do you have a sense of peace today? Yeah, Dr. Buss, I got a sense of peace. I'm feeling pretty good. Okay, good.
As soon as you're done back there, I'll have a better sense of peace.
Yeah, if you'll get your finger out of my butt.
Moon River.
So what? I didn't have a sense of peace, and now I do. Thank you.
Yeah, you got the whole fist in there, Doc? Newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Change at the top of a university. More next.
Dana Ryan here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Whether you're looking to buy a diamond, whether you're looking to sell a diamond, I actually have them helping me sell a necklace that I no longer wear since they designed my fabulous mother's necklace. Call Scott and Steve. They will do that for you. You know, they have decades and decades and decades of experience between the two of them as fine jewelry wholesalers. Together, they have bought and sold hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. They will design something for you. They will sell it directly to you. I always tell everybody, price them first, price them last, doesn't matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat. If you've never shopped the wholesale route, I don't know why you would do anything else, and I don't know why you would go back, because in most cases, your piece will be about half the price as anywhere else around town. Give them a call now by private appointment only, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Just past 3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Sterrett. A temporary replacement has been named to lead Haskell Indian Nations University after a scathing federal report. The Bureau of Indian Education says Haskell Professor Daniel Wildcat is now the acting president. For as long as the next 60 days, Haskell Indian Nations University President Vanita Chenault will be on, quote, special assignment for the BIE. President Trump says the U.S. will not levy additional punitive measures against Saudi Arabia over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. The president said in a statement today the U.S. does not condone the killing of the U.S.-based Saudi columnist, but that, quote, foolishly canceling $110 billion in arms sales, as some in Congress have suggested, would only mean Saudi Arabia would go to other countries to get them. Authorities are using a rapid DNA test that produces results in just 2 hours to help identify the scores of people killed in the Northern California wildfire. The company Andy is donating the technology. Relatives of missing people can provide DNA by way of cheek swabs. The death toll nearly 2 weeks after the inferno stands at 79, but about 700 people are still unaccounted for. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 333.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. I know there are some of you out there that are uncomfortable with how your smile looks. Dr. Ross Headley and his amazing team at KC Smile can change that for you. For the past 23 years, Dr. Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were simply unhappy with their smiles. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. When I visited KC Smile, I received a warm welcome from their friendly staff, felt right at home. Now, if I could just figure out that coffee maker. Anyway, your consultation is free. You'll receive digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after having the dental procedure. Kara Markser recently had it done. She could not be happier. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
Keeping the dry weather in the forecast straight through a late day Thursday, and we do have a little warming trend finally back in the forecast here. Below average temperatures sticking around for the rest of today. Lots of sun, the high low to mid 40s. Tonight we're clear, low 32, and plenty of sunshine for tomorrow and milder, the high mid to upper 50s. Great weather for Thanksgiving Day, abundant sunshine, the high upper 50s. Increasing chances for rain by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
45 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
John, in Olathe. John, hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I totally agree with you, Scott, because I go to the same doctor, and I thought it was weird, all those questions they were asking me. And just like you, the nurse wanted that paper. And I was like, what in the world are you asking me these weird questions for?
It was like the one thing they wanted more than, and John, I even talked to my doctor about it, and did you say we go to the same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And I go, what's that all about? And he just kind of looks at me, rolled his eyes, and goes, just fill it out.
Hey, yeah, I got pretty much the same answer.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
But John, maybe you think it's odd because those issues don't affect you. I think if you are alone and sad and you don't feel like you have anyone that cares about you, that maybe that opens the door to a broader mental health discussion. And if it can help one person, I mean, I know that that's cliche to say if we can help one person, but think about all of the people who fall through the cracks and then horrible things end up happening. If somehow healthcare can be one front in that war to try to right whatever the heck is wrong in the United States right now, I say so be it.
But John, hang tight, and then you're welcome to jump back in. Let me ask Dana a question. Why would I be more honest on a questionnaire that anybody and everybody in the office could see or would see than I would be in a private conversation with my own doctor that I've known for 20 years?
But is the doctor going to look at it and then come in and say, hey, I noticed on your form you filled out you have no joy in your life and no one loves you?
I would be more inclined to tell my doctor if he looked at me and said, Scott, how are you doing just mentally? Is everything okay? Do you have joy in your life? Do you have someone who loves you? Yes, Dr. Buss, I have somebody who loves me. Then I would be in a blank bizarre questionnaire that I know a nurse that I've never met in my life is going to read and probably go back to the back office and go, this guy doesn't have
anybody. Well, they abide by the same HIPAA rules as everybody else.
I understand that that's what you think. But there is no way I'm going to be more honest on that form than I'm going to be with my doctor. John, would you agree or disagree?
I totally agree with you. I asked my doctor about that same form, and I was like, what is this? And she was like, it's just a form that they're having our patients fill out. I'm like, it's kind of bogus, though, that you're asking all these questions. Why, like you said, Scott, why can't I just ask you ask me these questions instead of me filling out those paperwork?
Yeah, I also think, you guys, though, it's the difference between active and passive. Okay, so let me explain.
Okay.
I think most people struggle with actively bringing up, even to your doctor in that room, I kind of want to talk to you about something. I don't feel like I have any joy in my life, and I don't feel like anyone loves me. That would be actively seeking out help for depression, which we know doesn't happen. That's part of the nastiness about depression. You don't think anyone cares. You don't want to talk about it. You keep it to yourself. This form is a way sort of passively to crack the door open a little bit. And then the doctor can say to you, hey, tell me more about this.
John, you buy that?
Yeah, I kind of do. But I mean, I see your point, Dana. But at the same time, it was kind of weird the first time I started filling out that paperwork. I'm like, okay, no other doctor's office has asked me these questions. Why is it on the questionnaire now?
All right. Hey, good call, man. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, all right?
You too.
All right, same, brother. Let's go to Courtney in Olathe. Hello, Courtney.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
I love you guys, love your show.
Oh, thank you. It's yours.
So I was calling. It's along the same lines a little bit, but slightly different. We are establishing my daughter with our family physician, and so we took her in for her appointment, and the nurse comes in and begins to ask her questions. And the first question she asks my daughter is, do you identify as the gender that you were born with?
Oh, boy.
And my daughter is 9 years old, and she just sat there and was like, huh? And the nurse is like, do you understand the question? And my daughter's like, not really. And so she's like, well, do you think that you are a girl or do you think that you're a boy on the inside? Like, how do you feel? She's like, well, I'm a girl. Like,
I'm going to tell you why this is wrong in just a second.
Thank goodness she knows that. And let me just tell you, do you know that Children's Mercy now has an entire section helping these kids? And Courtney, I know your daughter's not one of them, and great. I'm glad for you. You would not have to go down that road. But the suicide rate for these kids who are struggling with this is off the chart. They don't know how to talk about it. They don't know what it is. They don't know why whatever it is that's happening inside of them is happening.
Right.
So I'm glad they're asking. Maybe they need to ask in a different way, Courtney. But the suicide rate is so high with those kids, they need to ask.
And something that needs to be... But Courtney, let me jump in for a second and then get your thoughts on this. Here's why this is wrong. It is confusing...
Exactly.
At the very least, for a 9-year-old, we are taught the transgender community not to be tossed aside, okay, not to be disregarded, makes up 0.3% of the American population. When you're asking a 9-year-old girl, do you feel like a girl inside or do you feel like a boy? 99.7% of all children feel the way that they are.
But you are saving the suicidal 0.3.
If you think for one second that a child is going to say, no, actually, I'm a girl, but I feel like a boy, in front of a nurse and their mother instead of in front of their mother alone, you're crazy.
I think you would be surprised how much easier it is for some of these kids to talk to a healthcare professional about it than their own mom and dad.
But their mom and dad is in the room.
Yeah, they're going to be present. And my point about it is my daughter, like, she understands, like, sometimes boys want to be girls and girls want to be boys. So that wasn't what confused her.
Sure.
Like, and she's fully supportive of it. Like, even the kid in her class is, you know, not necessarily identifying as the gender they were born with. And I've gotten a compliment from her teacher. Her teacher actually puts her at the same desk seating area because she's very supportive of that and very welcoming. But what confused her was that the nurse asked her, so she was like, am I supposed to think about
it? I see what you're saying.
It's inappropriate.
I see what you're
saying. Yeah, like, am I not doing something right?
Am I supposed to feel like a boy, Mom? Like,
I see what you're saying.
Right.
I absolutely see what you're saying now, Courtney.
It's a horribly stupid question to ask a child. And Courtney, back to the original point that I made, if a parent doesn't know, or if a child is afraid to tell their parent, they're not going to tell a nurse in front of their parent.
Exactly. And I think the idea of what they're trying to do is a great thing. And to your point, Dana, I very much agree that, you know, I think there's a time and a way to do it, but I don't necessarily think a first visit, like, get to know my child first, evaluate, like, address my concerns if I have them as a parent, or let my child somehow, you know, like, get to know them, spend 10 minutes with them. The doctor hadn't even seen her yet. It was just the preliminary questions the nurse was asking her first go in this office, So I was just like, and when we walked out, we talked about it. You know, we spent like a good hour talking about it because she's like, am I supposed to think about it, Mom? Like, should I think about if I want to be a boy?
I think it's more confusing than anything.
And at that point, you just say, and I've had this conversation with my children, like, we need to be so supportive if someone is going through that. And I am so happy that you're not, and you would know it if you were,
sure.
And you're not, and that's great. But they have to ask for those kids who are so sad. And Scott, they are so sad.
But Dana, you're not going to get the truth. Even if that child is, and I'm using air quotes here, confused about their sexuality or their gender or whatever, okay? If mom can't get the truth alone at home, mom's not going to get the truth with the nurse in the room. Here comes a stranger into the room who says, you look like a girl, but do you feel like a boy?
I understand what you're saying.
And then to Courtney's point,
and do you know,
you're
Scott,
creating more problems than you're solving.
A lot of these kids, their first presenting symptom isn't going to mom and saying, I've got something going on inside, I'm not sure what it is. Their first presenting symptom is depression. It is anxiety. It is, I don't want to go to school.
So is this a CYA maneuver by the medical profession?
No, I think they are trying their best to be helpful.
Well, sometimes your best is the worst. Because now Courtney's daughter, who is, and I'm using air quotes here, normal, okay, gets in the car and says, Mom, why did she ask me that? Because we're talking about 99.97% of the population that does not identify as a different gender.
Sure.
So 99.97% of kids are now getting in the car with mom and dad going, am I supposed to feel like a boy? Why would she ask me that?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I do.
It's horrible.
As for your questionnaire, Scott, someone writes in on the text line, the questions are actually a test to determine how paranoid a certain patient may or may not be. Scott, you did not do well.
576-7798.
Hey, if you are looking for something unique and fantastic to buy for the holidays, for someone, I don't know, maybe a little hard to buy for on your list, go to brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Give the gift of a great night's sleep. You know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets. It's about time for a bedding upgrade, really, for all of us. I have a set. I got my daughter a set for her bed. You will feel incredible waking up in sheets that feel like five-star hotel sheets, and they don't have to break the bank to be on your bed. These are luxury sheets without the luxury price.
Brooklinen, by the way, the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world with more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive holiday event happening this week only. Get up to 20% off site-wide when you shop at brooklinen.com this week only. Shop the biggest Brooklinen sale of the year. They're so confident, they offer a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to brooklinen.com this week only. B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. Hey, if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They are the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale is a personal friend, and I've watched his crews at work. And I can say without question, without reservation, they're the best. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are. And remember, when you're on the phone with the insurance company, they're going to tell you, well, we got a deal worked out here and here and here. That's for their financial best interest. Do what's in yours. Do what's in the best interest of your car. Take it to Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. See if we can get everybody in here before the top of the hour. Jesse in KCK. Jesse, hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. Well, man. Thanks.
Hey, big fan. But anyways, hey, I worked with a guy in the early 90s. We worked for a group of power plants. They were cleaning out a chemical room. We had acid on one side, caustic on the other. And they had drain system for both chemicals because they're not to be mixed. Somehow there was some TOSA acid over by on the caustic side, and it was shorter distance to dump them down that drain. They were doing it and dumping acid down the caustic drain, heard some rumbling. One of the guys looked over the side. About that time, that chemical mixed and blew up like a geyser, blew half of his face off.
Oh.
And it turned out, we never even knew it, but he was Jehovah's Witness. He lasted for about 3 days, and he ended up passing away because he wasn't allowed a blood transfusion.
Oh.
And it was, you know, if it was up to me, I would say just give him a blood transfusion and don't tell anybody. I mean, who's going to know, right?
Well, but I think a hospital would tell you, don't they have to do their best to honor your wishes? And we had the Middays had a story about this earlier today, Scott, about a DNR and a woman who had a DNR. Mm-hmm. Said, do not resuscitate me. And the hospital resuscitated her, brought her back. But is she really living? She's not really living. She has now sued because her wishes were, leave me alone, let me go. And they brought her back. And I think they have to honor what you want.
Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking about that questionnaire. I had had the same one when I had gone to the doctor that asked if you were depressed, if you had any issues, if you felt down or felt like taking your own life. I don't know if that was anything like the one you took.
Not really, but, yeah, close.
Okay, and the reason they do that is because just like this new marijuana law that they have that states if you're receiving medical marijuana, you are ineligible to purchase a handgun or to purchase a gun. They use those same evaluations that the doctors make to make a determination that if you are having issues, mental issues, that somebody can actually look at those records and make a determination whether you're eligible or have eligibility to buy a gun.
Dave, I would love to believe what you are saying, but every mass shooting that we have had recently would, I believe, wipe out any argument that that system is either happening or works.
But they've just started doing it. Now, I'm just saying from the point, I'm not a gun a freak either way. You know,
right.
I'm not that guy. But that was, I mean, like I said, if you just look at the medical marijuana law that they just passed.
Yeah, and that is true.
And if you are issued, yeah, that medical marijuana, it means that your mind is incapacitated to the point that they feel that you should not have a handgun. So that's really no different than the questionnaire that they're asking you.
Well, what if I already had one?
What's that?
What if I already had one?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. You already have one. But if you're going to try to purchase one later on, just like if somebody has a handgun now, but if they receive medical marijuana, they will not be eligible to buy another gun.
Okay. All right, partner. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, a broad warning about salad. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. You get all three. When you shop at a Olathe Kia and a Olathe Subaru, I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. My youngest daughter loves this car. In fact, she wants it when she's old enough to drive on her own. I said no. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And if it's gadgets and options you like, Olathe Kia has them all. Kia has more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, rear view camera, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, there's nothing like Kia and Subaru. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Olathe Subaru now has exclusive Adventure Series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket, fog lights, and so much more. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.